I want to ask you a question. It was asked by someone who, previous generation, and he gives an answer. And I want to share that with you and maybe put something in perspective. Question. We thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, right? The Seder, you have to say Hallel. Pesach, we say Hallel. We constantly mention it and review it and remind ourselves of it and appreciate it. He asks the following question. He says, Hashem put us in Mitzrayim. If he wouldn't have put us in, he wouldn't have to take us out. So why are we getting all excited about? Shkoyach, you put me in Mitzrayim. You make me suffer. Finally, you took me out. Wow, you're a hero. Interesting question. Right? What are we all excited about? What? He made it happen. He made us suffer. He took us out. Stop the suffering. Very good. So he says like this. You hear? He says like this. We started out as descendants of idol worshippers. Terach, the father of Avraham Avinu, was an idol worshipper, an idol maker. He manufactured idols. Avraham Avinu, when he was 3 years old, began to realize that these idols can't be the creator. There's a big creation out there that has to be a creator, not a piece of wood. So that he went his own way. But his father was an Eved Avodah Zarah. And he says like this. The descendants of idolaters cannot be zoiche to receive the Torah at Har Sinai. That's too great a privilege. The privilege of receiving the Torah at Har Sinai is beyond what any person with the genes of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry, could have inside of him. You know what a privilege it is? The world has been jealous. You know, it says, Mi Sinai yotzo sino le'olam. From Sinai is where the hatred of the world for us came. Why? Because they're jealous. The Creator, who created the world, calls this little nation to Mount Sinai, and he says, I'm going to reveal to you the purpose for which I created the world. I'm going to give you the manual to live the life, to fulfill your purpose in creation, and to be happy. Because a human being can't be happy, he can't feel good about himself unless he has a purpose, unless he knows what his purpose is. I'm giving it all to you. That privilege we never, never could have been privileged to receive, to get, as descendants of Avodah Zarah. There was something wrong. There's something, there's a pgam, there's a psul, there's something missing inside of us in a descendant of Avodah Zarah. So he said, he put us in Mitzrayim. He made us suffer. And then he had rachmonis on us, had mercy on us. We suffered. You guys suffered so much. I got to take you out and I got to privilege you with the greatest privilege that was ever given to any human being in all of human history. So we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrayim, the suffering in Mitzrayim, was the very factor, was the very fact that allowed us the greatest of all privileges to come to Har Sinai to receive the Torah from the Creator Himself. And I think that this is a very important principle. Why? I'll tell you why. Because life has difficulties. Nobody, no exceptions, is exempt from some challenges in this life. Some people have it easy sometimes. Some people have it easy other times. Some people have it most of the time. Some people have it difficult most of the time. But everybody has challenges. And sometimes those challenges are overwhelming. In 1 week, I can't tell you how many challenges, how many people's sorrows I have to deal with. Just people that come to me just try to get a little help. And you see so much suffering. And there's only one way to really be able to cope with this suffering. And that's with the attitude. You know, Hashem is all good. And Hashem controls everything. So why am I suffering? The Torah says Hashem sometimes has a plan. I want to give you the greatest of things. But you're not worthy of it. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. And I can't give you what you don't deserve because you won't appreciate it. It wouldn't mean anything to you. It's not real. It's embarrassing to get what you don't deserve. So I want you to earn it. You can't earn it. You don't earn it. You're not worthy of it. But you know what I'm going to do? I put you in difficult situations. Then I look at you and say, oh, I put him in such a situation. He suffered so much. I got to give him beyond what he deserves because of the fact that he went through such challenges. And if we're aware of that, then life becomes much easier. Because when we have a challenge in life, rather than getting all upset, rather than getting all angry, rather than getting all broken, rather than getting all miserable, rather than getting all despondent, rather than giving up, We say, you know something? Maybe Hashem is giving me this because he really wants to give me much more than I have earned. And the only way to do it is with this sense of, I went through difficulty. Now, because of that difficulty, he says, listen, you didn't earn what I want to give you, but because you went through these difficulties, maybe it's because I put you through these difficulties, now I'm going to have rachmonis, I'm going to have mercy, and I'm going to give you even beyond what you earned, and that will be okay, because I may not have earned it through my actions, but I earned it through my difficulties. And that's a very important message. So I think as we focus, as we think on a daily basis, and especially Pesach, about Yetzias Mitzrayim and all that it means, we have to keep in mind that there's a lesson there that's very, very relevant to everything in our lives. And the relevance is that just as in Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael couldn't deserve the privilege of receiving the Torah, that great privilege, the greatest of all human privileges, the privilege that the Creator himself will reveal himself to an entire nation, clearly speaking directly to us and saying, here's the manual, here's the purpose for which I created you, here's the way to fulfill that purpose in life, and here's the way to be happy in life, and here's the way to achieve eternity. This privilege is not shy. And we may not have, we weren't able, he says, to be able to deserve this privilege. Bedin. We had this Avodah Zarah gene inside. But he put us in difficulty. And maybe the difficulty purified it, I don't know. But the difficulty, he says, he had rachmonis on us. And he says, now I can give you even that which you didn't deserve. And I think with that type of an attitude, we can have a lot more success and a lot more happiness in life, even in the face of challenges. So as we sit down to the Seder and we review that which happened in Mitzrayim, and it comes to the point of saying Hallel, and we wonder to ourselves, we're thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. He's the one that put us in there in the first place. No. Yes, that's true. But he put us in there to be able to give us a privilege that we never could have earned. And therefore we should be thankful for the difficulties, the challenges that we went through in order to be able to earn the greatest of all privileges. And I want to tell you, just in closing, how jealous the world is of our privileges. Once there was a situation of a Jewish person riding on a plane or flying on a plane with a non-Jewish person, and they started a conversation. And this Jew was a little bit self-conscious about some of the things that he did. Until he gets into conversation with this goy, and he says, you mean to say that your religion tells you about everything and how to live every aspect of life? Which shoe to put on first? Which lace to tie first? Which hand to put in your shirt first? Which this, which that? And this guy was embarrassed. Yeah, where'd you hear about these things? Like, he's embarrassed for such a religion. And he says, I wish I had such a religion. He says, because to have a life where you don't know what to do, where there's no meaning, where there's no directives, or, worse yet, where the directives are made up by man, all religions, their directives, their rules, their rituals, were made by man. Made by man? All right, you have your ideas, I have my ideas. Why should I have to listen to your ideas? But that the Creator himself, after having exhibited and shown himself as the Creator in Mitzrayim with miracles that were beyond any question to see that he clearly is in control of everything, and he is the Creator, and then comes to Har Sinai and says, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the one that did all the miracles in Mitzrayim. It's me, c'est moi. Anybody speak French? C'est moi. That's me. That's me. I did it. All these miracles. Now I'm telling you why. Now I'm telling you why I created you. Now I'm giving you the manual to live the life which will give you the sense of meaning and purpose in your life and allow you to be truly happy. This is the reason the world is jealous. Because nobody has this. At best, they have a man-made religion which says, okay, a couple of men, one man, a few men, whatever it is, claim this, claim that. But public revelation. If the public miracles where it was clearly established who he is, and then he says, guys, here it is, This is why I put you in Mitzrayim. This is why I had Rachmonos on you. This is why I took you out all to give you this privilege. And when we look at it that way, we feel a different sense of appreciation. We should feel very fortunate that we have this unique privilege, and we should do everything we can to take advantage of it. Have a good day.